Yo, you're listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. And during today's show, we gave out hourly winning words for our 10K a day giveaway. Hopefully you heard them and you entered. Remember to keep listening every day, every hour for your chance to hear the hour's winning word. Just remember, you have to enter before 1 p.m. Eastern. Thanks for listening. Good luck. And you get that cash. You get those bands. You get that Skrilla. You get that. Give me the loot. Give me the loot.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
I need you guys to get this money today. Need you to get this money today. We're giving away free money.
You know, you want to tell the people how we do that?
$2,500 every single hour on KJM's 10K a day giveaway. All you have to do is text 777-000. We will give you the winning word soon, Max.
Yes, 10 after soon. The hour.
Yes.
Every hour, $2,500.
And no purchase necessary. Ends December 7, 2022. See complete official rules at ESPNradio.com/contest.
Oh, thank God. Could someone else do that? Thank you.
There you go. I got you.
Jay couldn't wait to do that. He loved doing
that. I'm running out of words.
Way to get one in there.
I've used every word there is. I'm out of words. All right. You can join the conversation on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. 888-SAY-ESPN, 729-3776. We're asking, is Tua a top five quarterback? I just gave a list this year so far. Like, you're going to go into the next game. Who do you want? I got Tua second behind Patrick Mahomes. Of course, Patrick Mahomes. Josh Allen's throwing red zone picks. And
is the conversation this year or is it just right now? Because I just want to make sure we clarify for our fam. Okay.
It was always the same.
Can you confirm it has not been the same? But that's fine.
No, it hasn't been the same.
It was. Okay. This is what I said from the beginning. Forget about before. This year.
Forget about before.
In other words, before this year.
You got to read the copyright with Max.
In other words, before this year, I'm not holding against Geno Smith that he hadn't balled. I'm considering him this year. But I also said heavy emphasis on what they've done recently this year. Heavy emphasis. I didn't say just say emphasis. Heavy emphasis on the last several games. Said that from the very beginning about 10 times.
And then you moved the goalposts about 10 times.
So where was Geno Smith in your list?
Well, say it again.
Where was Geno Smith in your list?
I dropped him because Brady and Rodgers moved up. Nothing that he didn't do, but Brady and Rodgers had good
Smith
games.
Geno Smith is in the top 10.
Yeah, I got him in the top 10.
This year.
But I had him
this
like year. Six, and now I got him like eight because of Brady and Rodgers.
He was on your list?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, he's on there.
I got distracted.
The problem is Max has moved the goalposts like 10 times.
Not even once.
Quickly. Prior to us going to break, he said, right now, who would you take tomorrow
to win the next game? In other words, the point in looking at what they did this year.
It's fine, Max. Let's not get
I never moved it. The point of looking at it this year with a heavy emphasis recently is the idea is to try to gauge where they are right now. That's the idea of it.
Max, would you take Aaron Rodgers? Would you take Aaron Rodgers right now with one game to play based on the way that the Green Bay Packers played against the Dallas Cowboys in the way that he played and how efficient he was, 14-20, a couple touchdowns, no interceptions. Would you do that?
In the top 10, for sure.
Okay.
I got him seven.
All right.
And by the way, another game or two like that, he'll move up, of course.
Yeah, well, I mean, you're never going to give up on Aaron Rodgers. I don't care what his attitude is like.
But, like, Lamar Jackson is ahead of him because he's played better and even recently started to clean up some of the mistakes from earlier in the season.
I got to see what the Miami Dolphins do in terms of Tua and things being moved and portable. Is Green Bay's offense and what they're doing right now portable and ready to go?
You want them to run it much more. That's the most, by the way, 62% of the plays were run plays. That's the highest in the Aaron Rodgers era.
So wait, so you gave Aaron Rodgers credit because he only threw the ball 20 times.
Well, he looked good,
And they ran the ball a ton.
He looked good.
And you have him, you know, in your top 10 catapulted, but you don't have Tom Brady, even though he's played.
I do. I have Tom Brady ahead of Aaron Rodgers. I got him six.
But I can tell you this right now, what Aaron Rodgers and what the Green Bay Packers did was probably closer to what they should be doing.
Yeah, all the time.
Moving forward.
You want to hear what Aaron Rodgers thinks about the sustainability of that kind of offense?
I absolutely want to hear Aaron Rodgers.
Now, was this from the Pat McAfee show, guys? Oh, it's from a presser. Because, you know, Pat McAfee finally landed that big Aaron Rodgers interview. He and A.J. Hawk. I was very impressed. Persistence paid off. All right, here's Aaron Rodgers at the postgame or at the press conference on the sustainability of the Packers offense.
I don't know. I mean, sustainable has become one of those words that gets said a little bit too much, I think, this year. So I'm going to stay away from the sustainable. I think it's all week to week. It really is. You try and find your identity throughout the season. In fact, the most important identity is competitive greatness and going out there and playing your best when your best is needed. We hadn't played a four-quarter game all season. I felt like that was really close Sunday.
All right, listen.
I think it is, though. I think this offense that they ran against the Dallas Cowboys. Now, look, Aaron Rodgers could throw the ball at any moment 50 times if we need him to. But I don't need him to. What I need him to do is do exactly what he's been doing, which is efficient. If you go back and you look at the Super Bowl win, Tampa Bay Buccaneers and Tom Brady, you look at that, just in that Super Bowl, you just look at what he did statistically.
Worst Super Bowl I ever saw in my life.
He was efficient.
Yeah.
And they got out of there with a W. And then the other side, when he threw for 500 yards, they lost the Super Bowl.
That's right. Threw for over 500 yards against Philadelphia.
There is
17.
You go back to this past weekend, that same exercise that we applied a couple weeks ago, I think that under 30 attempts in 250 yards, a couple touchdowns, whatever, was 8-3. Those teams that did that with exactly what I laid out for them were 8-3.
Wait, no, it was much better than that, Keith.
No, this past weekend. I think
this past weekend.
Yeah.
So are you betting on the Packers to figure it out and make the playoffs?
I think I am betting on them to figure it out and make a strong push at making the playoffs. The reason I say a strong push, because they may not make it based on mathematical stuff on how it lined up because they got so far behind the eight ball. They may lose one more. Let's say, for instance, they lose one more game, and then the numbers just don't work out because the Giants win all of theirs and Seattle win all of, or something like that. Instead of them sitting in the seventh seed right now, I think they're like in the ninth, and they may never be able to climb from 10 or 9 up to 7.
It leads me to a bigger question because, you know, I love talking about Chicago too, and since Green Bay is right there, like, what's more of a sustainable run? Like, what the Packers are doing or how the Bears are running their offense with Justin Fields?
Well, it's probably well, you're not winning with Justin Fields, though.
You're keeping it close, but
you're keeping
not winning.
It close. I mean, you're in games. Winning.
You mean, are you talking
There's
about
no Christian Watson on the Bears right
are
now.
Are you talking about the scoring side of it, scoring the points, or winning the game?
Well, I mean, the thing is similar. I mean, they run the ball a ton with David Montgomery and those guys. Like, that's
what's Claypool's what's Claypool's upside compared to Christian Watson's upside? Christian Watson to Claypool, what's the upside?
I think Christian Watson has a higher upside.
Me too.
I think he could be possibly a one.
Yep.
I don't like the way he runs, though.
Like, what don't you like about it?
He's all over the place. He's like an airplane glider. You know, when everything is out here, nothing's tight where it needs to be. Everything needs to be tight. He just runs weird to me.
Mm-hmm.
Back to your point about the Packers.
In his hands, I don't trust his hands yet. His hands are always
moving.
They're always like in weird positions, and even the ball that he caught for the touchdown over the shoulder, it was like this. Nothing was – it should have been gracefully hands. It was almost like I had to catch it with my forearms.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say, back to your point, though, but the Bears haven't won. I mean, the Packers just won one game. They lost five straight.
No, but you said which one
– like more sustainable. The Bears have still –
They just
been,
beat the Cowboys. But the Bears are flying high.
I understand, but the Bears have also – I mean –
They barely lost
to the Dolphins. But, they barely lost to the Lions.
Yep, yes, that's true, Jay.
All these games.
That's true. The reason I say that is the Bears have been doing that style now for the last several weeks, and they haven't been winning. Green Bay shifted to their style, and they won
against the powerhouse team. Yeah.
That's why I say what I say.
They beat the team that just waxed the Bears, right?
And if they can do a little more, Aaron Rodgers may throw 27 times. Okay, that's fine. I trust him with 27. I may not trust some other quarterbacks with 27. But when he needs to make the throw, I can go to sleep at night in my bed and wake up and say, oh, well, Aaron Rodgers is going to make that throw. They're going to win. I don't feel that way about every single quarterback with 2 minutes left in the game or 30 seconds left in the game to march down the field and you know, kick a field goal. I don't feel that way about everybody. But him, he gives me the confidence that – he can do it when called upon.
And the thing that you brought up earlier in the season, Key, and I subscribe to this idea, at least I like the idea, I hope it's true, is that, you know, when they won their Super Bowl, they had to go on the road. Recently, they've had byes, the Packers, Aaron Rodgers, and they've lost in the playoffs. The kind of thing where adversity builds character, there is no guarantee they get to the playoffs. It's, in fact, pretty highly unlikely given what they have to do.
Yeah, they dug themselves a deep hole.
Deep hole. But if they get there, they will be really battle-tested. The young guys will have already been through like 5 years' worth of adversity by the time they get there.
The stress level of the season, the start of the season, They haven't even hit their rookie wall yet. I mean, Romeo Doubs obviously didn't play last week because of the ankle injury. I don't know when he's coming back. But the young players haven't hit the wall. What they got to do, though, if they want to continue to move in the right direction, they got to get the punt return situation handled. Yeah. They cannot have Amari Rodgers back there muffing punts and fumbling punts. And then they got to switch to Keyshawn Nixon. Oh, by the way, he was named after me.
I assume every Keyshawn is.
And so if they can fix that, that helps the team as well.
Can we help our fan base out by giving them the winning word for today? Can we do that?
Win for today? There are four winning words today, Jay.
But for this hour.
One every hour.
For this hour.
Wait, what?
KJ and Max, 10K giveaway.
They got in my ear, said the Packers let Amari Rodgers go. I'm like, what did I miss that one at?
Yeah, by the way, it's all three phases of the game. Special teams got to be on point.
I figured it was coming, but I just didn't know it came that fast.
Money, 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 money.
All right. The winning word of this hour is...
Right.
Hold on, JJ, relax, relax, relax. Hold on, relax. I got to give the winning word. The winning word of this hour is relax.
R-E-L-A-X. Relax.
Text it to 777-000 and you're entered for your chance to win. We'll do it every weekday from now until the end of the show on December 7th, every single hour. No purchase necessary. Ends December 7th, 2022. See complete official rules at ESPNradio.com/contest. Guys, 2,500, man. We just handing out free money. Justin Fields should be in the MVP conversation. Real or not real? Orlovsky said if he keeps it up, he should be. Jeremy Fowler's next.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? We all go through things socially where we don't feel like ourselves, where we don't feel like going out, where we feel drained, or we're not bursting with energy. And when you're not feeling right, that's where BetterHelp can come in. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills, how to set boundaries in so many different ways, for which it empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who experience major trauma. Therapy is for more than those people, and it's there to help you. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. It's there for you. It's there to help you. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max coming to you live from the Seaport, brought to you by Grey Goose. And we got the man himself, Jeremy Fowler, ESPN senior NFL reporter, who, since he is live in studio, might drop some bars, man. That's the type of dude, spit some bars right now. I'm not going to put Nate to do it, but he did it last time.
Don't make him do it. He did it last time.
You know what's so weird, though, is I feel unprotected here. Because he's a Florida guy. I'm feeling like the Dolphin fans have sent him in here to do something to me.
See, I'm more of a central North Florida guy. So I'm not a South Florida guy.
Yeah, I know.
So I have no allegiance.
I guess if it was our guy in South Florida.
Jeff.
If it was Jeff, I have more
Jeff,
to worry
Jeff
about.
Jeff Darlington's very much
Yeah, I would
South
have
Florida
more
guy.
To worry about. But you're still in Florida, so I got to watch you.
More Jacksonville?
Orlando.
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 Yes.
Orlando.
North.
The Orlando Magic. But, one day we're going to be good.
But Orlando guys. Orlando guys claim South Florida, though. You know, they.
No. People in Florida don't really be doing that.
No, they claim it.
No, I'm telling you.
I've played with many of them.
Right outside Miami. How far? About 8 hours north?
I don't know.
The state's like 14 hours long, so you got to be careful what you claim. Yeah.
Jeremy Fowler, ESPN senior NFL reporter. Are you ready to play real or not real here at the Seaport?
I think I'm ready, man.
All right, let's do it.
You guys get me ready.
Born ready.
Tua Tagovailoa.
Yes.
Who Key outrageously said he's doing very well, but he has to continue to do it through the playoffs in order to move into the top five. Outrageous! Is good enough to take Miami to the Super Bowl this season.
Is he good enough to take Miami to the Super Bowl?
Ooh.
No. I'm going to say no.
Not real.
Well, he's dead to the Dolphin fans now.
Not real?
Northern
Florida. I'm
going to
say not real, but close. Like, good playoff team, made a lot of progress. I still got them maybe third or fourth in the AFC. Look, good player, but not quite there.
Behind who?
I still got Buffalo and Kansas City. I mean, they're to me are going to be in the AFC Championship game.
You trust Josh Allen more than you trust Tua?
I do, yeah.
Okay.
I think they are real. I think he's real that he could lead a team to the Super Bowl this year. Mm-hmm. Things got to fall a certain way, though.
Oh, what? Wait a minute. Things have to fall a certain way.
Why would I say that instead of saying yes?
Miami Dolphins, do you hear that? Things have to fall a certain way.
Yes.
They're not
going
to.
Here, Jeremy.
Key, you didn't guarantee a Miami Super Bowl win?
No, I can't do that.
Why are you on TV?
Yeah, I know, because of my face. But look, Jeremy, what I would say is I want to still see them go to New England.
Yeah.
Because this weather is, you know. It's different.
Yeah, man.
I want to see them go to Buffalo. I understand they beat Buffalo in South Florida. Josh Allen had a bad game. I don't know that that'll happen up in Buffalo. I want to see that before I really know. And if they win the division, they get a home playoff game. But if they don't win the division, they make the playoffs, they're going to be on the road. And some of those teams, the Kansas City's, the Buffalo's, the Baltimore's, the Cincinnati's, that weather changes. And when you're a South Florida guy having to play in that cold weather, Tyreek played in KC, so he'll be okay. I worry about everybody else.
I will say real. You get into the tournament, anything can happen. If they get hot at the right time, with Jeff Wilson Jr. now running the ball and that defense, if they come around, yes, it's feasible for them to win.
I mean, Cincinnati went last year.
Yeah. I mean, winning is infectious. Like, you get hot, a lot can happen.
It's real all day. It's Tua and Tyreek. Like, primarily, they got Tua, Tyreek, and then they took off. And Mike McDaniel, he took a different kind of offense, but all of a sudden, boom, just like that, they're hot as can be. Yeah, it's real. They could do it, but Key, I'm with you. I'm with you anyway, because just like Tyreek rides for his dude, I'm going to ride for Key. Don't come at Key. You know that. But the point is, I think that's very reasonable. Let's see him go out and do it. But it is real. They could.
Yeah, Aaron, I said could. So
yeah, could. Yeah. Aaron Rodgers gets the Packers back to the playoffs. Real or not real?
Yes. Real.
Real. Ooh.
I can't believe I'm saying that. I don't even know where the wins are on their schedule right now. Like, it's a tough schedule, not as good of a team. I still think Aaron Rodgers, like, he hasn't lost much, maybe a little mobility. He's still that guy. He's just been so frustrated by young receivers and lack of rhythm and all that. He's forcing plays. If they can finally find something with maybe Christian Watson, one of these guys, the defense is still really talented. So I got him sneaking. One team from the NFC is going to get him with a losing record. Like, I'm banking on that as much as I bank on me, you know, crushing ice cream every night when I put the kids to bed. Like, that's gonna happen.
I would say it's real. They've got to fight like hell, though, because they've set themselves so far behind the eight ball and dug themselves a deep hole that they've got to fight. And they may be able to afford one more loss somewhere along the way, but they've essentially got to run the table because of what else is going on in the NFC. When you start thinking about San Francisco, Seattle, what happens in that situation, right? The Giants, the Philadelphia Eagles, the Dallas Cowboys are going to be fighting. So you could see three teams. Hell, you may see four come out of division. We just don't really know. And then, obviously, the other division winners. So they're right there. They're right there.
Look, man, dude has won back-to-back MVPs. I'm never counting somebody out that's been able to sustain that high of a level of play. Even though things haven't been working out, like, it's easy for a guy at that level to get back to that level.
But, Jay, the question in this case is not can Tua get them. Tua can. It's possible. Will Rodgers get the Packers to the playoffs? Would you say that?
I'll bet on Rodgers.
Me too, Jay. Jay, I am right there with you and all three of you guys. I've seen Rodgers do things, at least in the regular season, that don't seem possible. We're going to run the table 1-8, 7-8 in a row, and they get to the playoffs. either Seattle or, I hate to say it, my Giants. It's going to be one. I think San Francisco is going to rise, and either Seattle or my Giants are going to fall a little bit, and Rodgers is going to nab one of those two teams. Kirk Cousins is a top 10 quarterback. Real or not real, Jeremy Fowler?
No, it's not real.
Not real. Not real.
It's
not. Okay.
Yeah. He's top 15.
Thank you. That's what I had, 15.
Yeah, but you got him at 15, yes. Not 12.
So yeah, next week could be 13. The week after could be 16. He's right around there.
I had Marcus Mariota ranked over him.
Well, he was playing better until last week.
You had him this year ahead of Kirk.
Yeah, no, last week.
Last week.
Last week.
Yeah. Wow. He was playing better.
The Falcons run the ball 80 times a game. There's a reason why they do that.
Well, right. Yeah, but he's also. Okay, fine. Maybe.
I shouldn't say that. But that's part of the reason why, because they don't have a quarterback.
Well, yeah, that was proven to me when he was being sacked and with his eyes pointing backwards, tossed it over his head. I was like, okay, that's it. Mariota off
you
the list.
Were sitting with me.
Yeah, that's right. That's why we watched it together.
He had the panic attack a week ago. Yeah. He threw the ball and he just
that was the end of Mariota. He was fooling me a little bit and that was it.
Yeah, if you ask like 20 people around the league about top 10 quarterbacks, Kirk's name might come out once or twice, but it won't be more than that.
Yeah, I don't think he's better than 10 guys. No, I don't at all. I think he falls in that, you know, whatever, 12 to 15 range, whatever you want.
Jeremy, look at this list. So this year.
Yeah. Heavy emphasis on recently. This year. This year with a heavy recency bias.
Where's Mariota?
So they have him at 15.
He's off. So no, he got
Max, hold on, let me talk, guys. 14 has Daniel Jones, 13 Jimmy Garoppolo, 12 Dak Prescott, 11 Justin Fields.
Ooh,
where would you have him in that bucket? Would you still have him at 15?
Guys, that list is rough. So
this year,
I would put him. I put him ahead of Daniel Jones.
What?
I put him ahead of Garoppolo.
Daniel Jones better than him, man.
I'd probably put him ahead of Fields.
Yep.
So you have him 12.
I feel like we're missing somebody. Hold
you wouldn't
on.
Have him ahead of Dak Prescott.
So this is just for this year we're talking.
This
right?
year,
this is not wait, like, this year, wait, best right
this
now
year,
as a player.
This year, heavy emphasis on the last several games.
Okay. So, Fields, you got to make a case. I'd probably put him 11. I put Kirk 11.
Yeah, okay.
I put Dak a little lower right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Even though, like in the grand
scheme
Dak
is better,
top 10 to 12 still
this year.
Yeah.
All right. I have him 15. I think Daniel Jones is better than Kirk Cousins. If someone said you could have Daniel Jones or Kirk Cousins to win the next game, I'm taking Daniel Jones. And he doesn't have anything around him. He basically has the same record as Kirk Cousins with nothing around him. And he's bigger and he's faster and he throws it at least as well, probably a little better. All right. Justin Fields should be in the MVP conversation.
Jeremy.
Real or not real?
Hold on. So we're saying Daniel Jones is the next Josh Allen. It's kind of what your description was just
No, but somewhere between Josh Allen and Kirk Cousins.
Right, cool. Just making sure.
He's Daniel Jackson.
Jackson. He's a poor – that's right. He's a poor man's Lamar Jackson.
Max said he was a poor man's Lamar Jackson.
He is.
About 3 weeks ago.
I stand by that 100%.
DJ.
He's fast. He can throw it when he needs to. He doesn't have anything around him. He's a poor man's Lamar Jackson. Not as fast as Lamar, not the same wiggle as Lamar.
Yeah, I don't
he doesn't look as good when he runs, but he's fast,
Max,
and he can run it.
I will stand on the build, and he's not a poor man's Lamar.
That's what
man.
He is.
But you're talking about Daniel Jones.
Yes. Well,
okay, so the question is Justin Fields, though, right?
Fields, yes.
Is he going to win the MVP?
No, is he in the race?
Dan Orlovsky yesterday or 2 days ago said that if he continues this, he'll be in the MVP conversation.
I mean, you got to have a winning record. Like that's even though that's not – that's an unwritten rule, but you can't be 3-7. I don't know. He's throwing for a lot of these games, he's throwing for 120, 140 yards. I know he's a great runner, but this still has a ways to go as a pocket passer. I like the player, I like the growth, but no.
No. I can move on.
No. And I love Justin Fields. I'm a huge fan of his.
Yeah.
And he's played well the last 2.5-3 games, but no.
Yeah, no for me either.
No.
All right. All four NFC East teams will make the playoffs, real or not real. Jeremy Fowler.
All four NFC East.
NFC East.
NFC East.
The Commanders squeak in.
Ooh, no, because I don't know if the Commanders can quite keep it up. Mm-hmm. There's going to be, the NFC is going to be wide open, but you got the Bucks. They'll probably get in. And then I would take the Packers as maybe like the last wild card over, say, the last NFC East team. So I got three teams.
Can somebody like the Cowboys miss the playoffs?
Wow.
So what are they, 6-3? Probably not this year.
Probably not.
I mean, they certainly, like,
they can't
fall off a cliff, but.
They can't. They can't.
By the way.
I don't think so.
I'm just saying that they can't, Key. If we're saying this is the best team that Dak has had since he's been on the Cowboys roster, they cannot.
Is that true, though? Do we?
Well,
I think a lot of good defense.
I said this is the best team since he's been on the roster that they've had.
They've had a lot
think
of good
about
teams,
it, Coach.
Key.
That first year, his rookie year was pretty good.
They had Jason Witten. He was 1,000 years old at the time, right?
Yeah.
Jay Witt was old at the tight end spot, right? They used all those years up. He had Zeke, but this is a two-headed monster with Zeke and Pollard.
But yeah. Zeke was in his prime back then.
Zeke's still good,
he,
man.
Not like man, that. He's nowhere near
good.
What he was.
He's still good.
He's not what he was. He was considered by many the best running back in football.
Man, Zeke is good. I don't care about being the best. That two-headed monster, he is good. Yeah. But when you look at it, the offensive line was better, but the offensive line is good now. They're solid now.
Yeah.
And then when you shift to the defensive side of the ball, I mean, they really haven't had any solid receivers. I mean, they went out and got Amari Cooper, but Amari Cooper had a case of the dropsies here and there. Now, but if you shift to the defensive side of the ball, that's why I say as a team, this is the best team that he's been around since he's been
in Jay
Dallas.
Is right about he has to make it. I remember the year the Eagles won the Super Bowl, 2017. The Cowboys were supposed to win the division that year. Dak was healthy all year. They went 8-8. Right, like you can't be something like that again, where it's like, well, they went, 9-8 this year and they missed the playoffs. Cannot happen.
Right. Remember everybody was hyperventilating in the preseason about, oh, the Dallas hasn't done anything to improve their roster. And like right now we're talking they're pretty good. Like
no, they are a good team.
That's a good roster.
I mean, it's a very good roster.
Yeah, like they didn't panic and made weird trades. They just hung in there and like, I don't know.
Micah Parsons doesn't hurt.
Doesn't hurt at all.
Jeremy Fowler, ESPN senior NFL reporter. Great to see you as always, Jeremy. And I'll be seeing you later today, won't I? Will I be seeing you later today? As well. Excellent.
Ready to go.
This just in on TV because I'm handsome. Okay, now, speaking of the NFC East, it's not for hosting skills. Can either Dallas or the Giants catch the Eagles in the NFC East? Keyshawn, J. Willimax, ESPN Radio. Keyshawn J. Willimax, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80, the ESPN app. Click more on the lower right-hand corner of the app, scroll down to Live Radio, and you can find us right there. We have Chris.
Can't be cutting my hands with my lips, man. I got to make sure they soft.
Why every time R&B comes on, you pointing chapstick
on? That's not true,
it's
man.
It's so true. Every time R&B, every time Yates
you might
plays
be right
R&B,
about that.
Man be out here making sure the lips.
No, stop.
He might be right about that.
I do that.
I seem to remember last time.
Max, if you don't stop.
I think he's right, Keith.
You're acting just like Miami Dolphin fans.
He turned right into LL Cool J, dog.
Yates, I'm not lying, right? Somehow, Jay put that connection, but it's right. Last, like, two times, I think, R&B comes on, and you look over at Keith.
I can't be out here
with cracked lips and cutting my fingers and stuff.
I mean, you are on TV.
There's something about the R&B that puts you in that frame of mind.
No, R&B is cool. It's good stuff. But
you got the key on stage. Oh, he got hand gestures and everything. Hey, that boy.
Stop.
Ooh, sweating.
Hey, Key, after Monday's loss, do you have any new concerns for the Eagles?
No, I just want them to clean up their run fits on the defensive side of the ball because teams have been able to kind of gash them in a running game. Other than that, it was a sloppy game. A.J. Brown's not going to have one catch for 7 yards in any other game the rest of the season. That's not going to happen. They're not going to fumble 3 times. It's not going to happen. The tight end isn't going to get his face mask ripped off and hurts his shoulder if fumble. That's not going to happen. So I don't really – have the concern. The only concerns that I have is up front, can they stop the run? But they're going to be getting
Jordan Davis.
He'll come back.
That's why they drafted him.
Yep. He'll come back in. You certainly can't depend on a rookie to come in and plug a hole, but at least.
It's a big body.
Something.
Yeah, I mean, they draft him. Listen, they took him and N'Kobe Dean. Like, they took the middle of that Georgia defense. Smart in the draft. Chris Canty with us on set here.
What up?
At Seaport.
What's up, Kenny?
Chris, man, when I look at the Eagles, I didn't see sometimes you look at the 85 Bears or the Patriots in 07, you go, that looks like maybe they could go undefeated.
Yeah.
This Eagles team looked like, in the old days, a 14-2 type team, right, given the softness of the schedule. You get popped by a divisional rival, a little bit of a trap game because they're not so good, et cetera. I don't see any new alarm bells or something. Do you see anything there that alarms you about the Eagles?
Hell yeah. I'm worried about their run defense. It's garbage. And it's not just in that game against the Commanders. The week before that against the Texans, they were suspect too.
But what about the Jordan Davis point that Key brought up?
Well, here's what I'm saying. Yeah, Jordan Davis is obviously a huge key cog. Their defensive tackle rotation has been thrown off. But the way that I saw Javon Hargrave and Fletcher Cox get mauled off the ball – I mean, listen, guys, it wasn't just zone blocking scheme, guys running sideways and getting cut out of gaps. They were mashing those dudes with duos, double teams, and having backside guards and tackles pulling. This was old school gap blocking, and they got bullied in their own building. And it's the second week in a row. Yeah, I'm concerned. And now Jordan Davis, we're waiting to see when he's going to get back, but you're talking about a 350-pound man with a high ankle sprain. When's that going to happen?
And he's a good question.
Is he going to come back in time to fix that run defense and make sure that they stay in pole position in the NFC East? Those are legitimate questions that we're asking about the Philadelphia Eagles. And, guys, for a second week in a row, I've seen them go out there and not play their A game, and they got by the Washington Commanders.
Yeah, what's the latest on Jordan Davis? What's the timeline right now? It's been three, is this 3 weeks?
Yeah,
now?
But Max is tricky, man. He, again,
a high ankle sprain. I know it's a big thing.
350-pound man with a high ankle sprain.
I just wonder when they're expecting him back.
Are you saying you don't trust the Eagles? Do you trust them down the stretch?
Yeah, I trust them down the stretch because they got the head-to-head tiebreaker against the Minnesota Vikings and they're tied for the best record in the conference. So,
but they could lose again.
They could lose again, but I will say this. They have they have an easier strength of schedule down the stretch than the Dallas Cowboys or the New York Giants. So right now I'm looking at the primary competition for them in the conference, and two of those teams are in their division. So I do think the Eagles will still win the NFC, but I'm not saying that with my chest like I was
NFC.
A couple of weeks ago.
You're saying the NFC, not just the NFC East, the NFC.
Yeah.
So you think the Eagles will win the NFC?
Yeah, I think they'll still get the number one seed.
See, I changed my mind. Oh, well, yeah, they'll still probably get the number one seed.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean they're going to win the NFC. Are they going to get out of the conference?
No.
I'm sorry. Let me clarify that. That's what I'm saying is win the NFC number one seed.
They're going to grab the number one. They'll have a bye in the first round.
Yeah, exactly.
I think they could, but they got the Cowboys in Texas Stadium with Dak Prescott opposed to Cooper Rush, which down the stretch, the Cowboys made a slight comeback in that game. They kind of made it interesting in the end. I don't know if they'll beat them in Dallas. Based on what I saw Dallas do against Green Bay, Canty, are there any concerns at all about the Cowboys?
Of course there's concerns, Key. Which side of the ball you want to start on? You want to start with the defense? You want to start with the offense?
Defense.
Dealer's choice.
Defense.
Well, the defense, they can't stop the run. And I said that going into the Packers game, the Packers needed to make it a fight in the phone booth. No fair dodging. Make them pay a price for all of those athletic, jump-around guys. Make them stick their faces in the fan. And that's not what they're about. They ain't about that action,
jump
boss.
Jump-around guys.
Jump, you know what that is, and you heard those phrases before. They come straight from Bill Parcells. But when you watch the Packers game plan, they came out there with two tight ends. They came out there with lead blockers, and they forced the Dallas Cowboys to play base defense with Michael Parsons off the ball, and they were allowing offensive linemen to get up to the second level immediately on Michael Parsons, number 11. And we've seen teams execute that same game plan to neutralize him. That game on Sunday was the first game in Michael Parsons' career where he didn't record a quarterback pressure. No quarterback hits, no quarterback sacks. That is the formula to take
don't
away.
Don't drop back and then, you know.
That is the formula to take away one of the best players in the National Football League, and certainly
or
a guy
you
that people
hold
think
him.
Is the best defensive player in the NFL.
Or you could hold him. I mean, that went well against Green Bay because they were holding the heck out of him, man.
Holding's legal unless they throw the flag.
No, I get it, but they was holding him. And I'm like, they're not going to call that?
No.
And he was complaining to him.
When it's a guy with a 60 or 70 number going up against a guy that wearing number 11, they're not going to call Holden, bro. They're just not going to do it.
Chris Canty, host of Canty and Carlin on ESPN Radio. Thank you, Chris.
Is Tua a top five quarterback, man?
I'm going to answer that like one of y'all callers answered that this morning, right now.
There you go.
Right now.
He's top five quarterback. That's okay to say.
That's fine.
I just want
now. Am I drafting Tua?
No, but right.
Is he going to be a top? Is he going to be a top five pick?
That's a different conversation.
I don't know. Said anything this whole segment. Different conversations. The question is he a top five quarterback?
Yeah,
right now.
Yeah, I think there's a consensus.
I just wanted to ask you that because
better than that, maybe Jay.
Hey, you know we on the same page.
Yeah, I just wanted to ask you that.
We're looking at it like that Mayweather money in the light. It just don't look right.
It
just don't look right. It's like them Usher bucks.
Yeah, it don't look right. It's like buying fried chicken from a place that don't specialize in chicken.
Yeah.
You're looking like, I don't know if I want to get that.
The Warriors are sending James Wiseman to the G League. Should Golden State look into moving the number two overall, former number two overall pick?
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack your 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th, one-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus. Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
Greedy. I'm hearing a promo for KJM. Alan Yates.
Yep.
How can you have lived 31 years and never eaten soup? It doesn't make any sense to me.
I'm a texture dude, Green.
I'm going to get that man a prescription. Not a prescription. A subscription. a subscription to the Soup of the Day Club.
You know what I love about that sound we just heard of Yates on with Greeny? You're on with Greeny, Yates. So what would you normally say? You would say... I would have told
him I'm a texture bull, but I ain't want to mess up his whole
So you changed it to dude.
Yeah, I would got to dude so it could be easily digestible.
Yeah, you got to know
code switch
doing, man.
To dude.
Yeah, if I would have said bull, he'd have been like, huh?
Yeah, he changed the vocabulary. Well, listen, when you have a broad vocabulary, you can pick and choose the words you want.
Versatility, they say.
Versatility, that's right.
Just tell everybody to relax.
R-E-L-A-X.
Winning word of the hour!
R-E-L-A-X.
So great. It's the winning word of the hour. It's the winning word, Jay. But what does that mean? What do the people do?
All you do is you text 777-000, right? You text that in. You get a chance to enter for a chance to win $2,500, which we're giving away every single hour.
Wait a minute. You mean to tell me every hour of this show, there's a new winning word, and when you hear the word, you text 777-000, you text that word to 777-000, and you have a chance to win $2,500?
And today's word is
every hour?
R-E-L-A-X.
Relax?
Relax.
So all they have to do is text relax to 777-000, and they might win $2,500?
Yes, no purchase necessary. Ends December 7, 2022. See complete official rules at ESPN.com/contest.
Wow. Before we get into the Warriors and the future of James Wiseman, Key, some people want to weigh in on my quarterback list and where Tua is ranked in the quarterback ranking, Ray in Florida. Go ahead.
Yeah, Tua and Kurt are both top 10 this year. I know there's a lot of bias from years before, but by far top 10. And the other thing, I'm from Boston. No offense, Max. You lost your, you know, credibility after, you know, the Tom Brady thing over the cliff. You know, he only went on to win 4 Super Bowls, played in 5. So I think you kind of disqualified yourself.
It's actually 3. But I lost my credibility because I said that Tom Brady was going to fall off a cliff when no quarterback ever had been good at the age of 42 and he was already 40. So because he went to 45. Okay, I got it.
You don't have to keep defending it, you know.
It was a very smart prediction. Just sometimes smart predictions don't come out true, but it was smart.
It was a smart prediction
based on the history of the world,
history
of humanity. Yeah. I took the history of the planet. And I guess Tom Brady wouldn't destroy it, but he did. He single-handedly rewrote history. Tom Brady's just about done.
And he may do it again.
Yeah, he might win the Super Bowl this year. It's possible. It's possible.
Like, seriously, dude, yeah. Go away. Go away already.
By the way, this dude also called up, was like, Tua's top five. I had him second this year so far. What do you mean? I have him better than that. All right, Dominique.
Again, everybody hears what they want to hear.
Yeah. Dominique in Kansas City has something to say. Go ahead, Dominique.
Hey, well, first of all, Tyreek Hill can kick rocks, especially after what he did to my Kansas City Chiefs and the way he left us. So I'm not quite happy with him. But it pains me to say Tua is a top five QB. Based off of what he, like, matches criteria, yes, he has done very good this week and the weeks that he's been playing. And I do see us, the Kansas City Chiefs, and the Miami Dolphins in the AFC Championship in Kansas City.
Yeah, I think that's all fair, Key.
Yeah, it is fair. But what I would say, Dominique, Tyreek Hill they traded Tyreek Hill. He didn't walk out the door. He needed a certain amount of money. They made a decision that they were going to trade for the picks instead because they didn't want to pay that receiver that type of money. So it's not necessarily Tyreek Hill's fault that he's in Miami. In terms of Tua, Tua's top five right now.
Yeah, here's the thing about top five. Would I say that Tua is a top five quarterback? No, I wouldn't. In other words, if I had to rank all quarterbacks, forget about the criteria I just used.
In the seven games that he's played, he's top five.
But this year, so far, I would put him – he's the second best so far this year at this moment.
In the games that he started and finished.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And if we're talking about top five overall, would I take him over Justin Herbert? I wouldn't.
No.
Would I take him over Joe Burrow?
No.
Obviously not Mahomes. No. I wouldn't take him over Josh Allen. I wouldn't take him over Lamar Jackson, Tom Brady, or Aaron Rodgers. Yeah. So I'd have him probably like eight.
You probably wouldn't take him over Kyler Murray or Jalen Hurts either.
Maybe not Hurts. I would take him over Kyler Murray. I think he's a better leader so far.
Oh, well, you factor in all
I factor
that.
Everything. Okay. I've got a franchise to run.
You don't want him pouting?
Yeah, right. I got a franchise to run. Look, put it this way. You see how his receiver rides for him? Because people like him. All right.
I mean, I roll for my quarterbacks.
That's right. Boy, you know you're loyal if you roll for those guys. Someone said before something about Taylor Heinicke. You would have loved to have Taylor Heinicke. Oh, my God. Most seasons keep you like, look at this guy. He's a superstar. Warriors sending James Wiseman to the G League in Santa Cruz, Jay. What's going on in Golden State?
It's a lot to unpack. Their bench just isn't bringing it. So I like the move for James Wiseman to go down to the G League. It gets him reps. It gets him to learn how to play a physicality on the defensive end. And it gets him – look, when you're a championship team, you need your guy to be ready, especially when it comes to patrol in the middle and defensively. So I think him getting the reps down in the G League is helpful. And also, you got a question about Jordan Poole not being a starter because I think they need to bring Klay Thompson off the bench.
Wow.
Yeah, it's so interesting. Several years ago, back in the day, there was no such thing as drafting a first-round pick and him going down to play basketball.
Second overall pick.
On the end of the bench and rot.
Yep.
Now, all of a sudden, they get an opportunity to get their feet wet. They run the same system. You can bring them up and down. It's almost like sending a guy to baseball. Triple A. Go get some work.
Yeah. Yeah, by the way, it's interesting. A lot like the Packers to me, the Warriors are like, except they did it better. The Warriors are like, now and later. Let's draft these guys and maybe, you know, but – like the Packers, oh, man, the receiver's got to get up to speed because we let some dudes go. And the Warriors also, it's like, wait a minute, guys. We're also kind of relying on you young guys at this point. You've been in the league a year or two. And I don't know if the timing's going to be just right. Should the Warriors look into moving James Wiseman is the next question. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, 888-SAY-ESPN, 729-3776. Jerry Jones responded to Stephen A. saying Dak Prescott's the weak link in Dallas. Jimmy Johnson. Jimmy Johnson joins us next on ESPN Radio.
Ain't like a gremlin.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.